From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Steve Sherman.
This week marked the beginning of a 10,000-mile odyssey for 10-year-old Abram John, a youngster from Arctic Village, on a trip that will take him from his village of 63, located high in Alaska's Arctic, to Rochester, New York, a city of 630,000. Here to tell us how it all came about is Jim Ludwig, Program Director of KUAC-FM, the University of Alaska's campus radio station. Perhaps, Jim, you could tell us how the trip got started.
Right, Steve. In the last week of October, in the early part of November, I went up to Arctic Village to produce a documentary program on the village life and people for KUAC-FM. And during the course of my trip, sort of a highlight of the trip was a dog sled ride that this young boy, Abraham John, known as Pin, his nickname, gave me while I was there. And when I returned to Fairbanks, I thought of the possibility of taking someone back to Rochester, New York. And after discussing the idea with Barb Esther, a student here, also from Rochester, we decided the possibility of taking Pin, and we sent a letter to his mother. And I'd just like to quote a little section of the letter.
Oh, she would.
She said, I will most gladly let Pin make trip with you. And everybody was happy for him, and he was very happy. He seems he can't wait to go. I think it will be very good for him, and he will learn a lot from it, and also will enjoy and see many things. And last week, Pin arrived, and he's really having quite an experience. And I might mention that the program that we produced, that I'm still editing, will be heard, probably programmed in late January, on the village life and people.
What were some of the boys' reactions to Fairbanks?
Well, Steve, coming from an area of 63 people, where modern conveniences as electricity and automobiles and things like that just are not in existence. Pin, really, it was quite an eye-opening experience. I'll never forget when he got off the plane. And this is an interesting experience, just riding the plane in. He had never seen a plane. I mean, he'd seen the plane come in all the time, the winged plane, when it brought mail and supplies, but he'd never flown out on one. So that was an experience. Right after he arrived, I remember Northland Tours is where he came in. He stood on the road. First time he saw a big road, and he just looked back and forth at all those cars going by. He just couldn't believe it. Then he had his first car ride, and then he saw a bus for the first time and a truck.
Things we take for granted.
That's it. All the things. Flush toilets, you know, over at the dorm. He's staying over at Moore Hall. And the first time he went in to the dormitory, he was so excited because I stay up on the seventh floor, and he's used to just one-level homes. And the log cabins there in Arctic Village. And boy, the first time to press the button on the elevator, he learned that word, and we went up to the seventh floor. In fact, he drew a picture of some of his experiences. And this first picture was Moore Hall, and it had seven little levels, and then he had a little window, and he had an arrow. He says, that's where Jim and I stay. And out in front of Moore Hall, he had a car parked, because I think he was so excited over his first car. And then the heating plant at the university has Santa Claus, a little Santa Claus a figure on the top, and Pin saw that, and up on the top of Moore Hall, he has Santa Claus in his drawing. So many experiences that he sees, he catalogs.
Do you think such trips like this for Native children will become a regular feature of the university?
Well, Barb and I have really been quite excited and overwhelmed at the response the students here at the University of Alaska and also civic organizations in the Fairbanks area, the way they've responded to the whole idea for the trip. Last Friday, the Bucket Ball Dance, sponsored by Moore Hall Dormitory, where we stay, the donations were given towards Pin's trip. The Student Government Association here has allocated funds towards the trip. Penny's wanted to become involved and donated some clothing for Pin. The Kiwanis Club, Borealis Club, donated some funds. The Fairbanks Native Association, High Continental, where he's staying here for his meals, and some other groups. So I, especially with the spirit of the students here, and after talking to them, I hope this could become a permanent project for other. Maybe they won't all go to Rochester, New York. This is probably the dramatic extreme, but possibly in the future, I hope to see this become a permanent project.
It may be. Thank you, Jim. Our guest has been Jim Ludwig, Program Director of KUAC-FM, the University of Alaska's campus radio station. I'm Steve Sherman.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.